listening to records, monophonic stereo. Crawl into bed and check for unread messages on my phone. If you're curious, I could give you a guided tour of the benefits of being alone. If I don't end up with anyone, could be 6 days to find my body gone. But think of all the space I get to roam. Don't you worry about me and all my solo reverie. The only one who's there when I get home. To all the benefits of being.
Juno Award-winning album Bravado. That's Rose Cousins, and the song was called The Benefits of Being Alone. I met Rose Cousins at the Carlton, which is a little club in Halifax. Actually, Mike Campbell, who started the club, he had been in the hospital for a while and actually made it out for this show. It was Jim Cuddy and friends during the Halifax weekend in the Junos. And Rose came up to me, and we had never met in person before. I know that we had meant to. We were both nominated for the same Juno when she won hers, and we couldn't do it because it was, virtually done because of the pandemic. But she came up to me and really had really nice things to say about my songs and my voice. And I was floored because I love her stuff, too. She's incredible. She got up on stage with Jill Barber and Jen Grant, and they sang a couple songs. And I'm glad to be able to play their music right here on the Jukebox. Coming up on the show, we've got Give It Up. And this is from a group called Bell Fountain. It's a new indie folk rock project, fronted by a multi-instrumentalist by the name of Chris Graham, who is a Juno Award-winning producer. But before we get to that, I want to play Robert Bradley's Blackwater Surprise in a song called Once Upon a Time. I loved the CD, bought it in 1995 at Steve's Music on Yonge Street, you know, the really famous one here in Toronto. They're from Detroit, Michigan, and when music television was a thing, I saw a piece on them. He was a blind busker, and a group found him, and they put this whole thing together. It's amazing. Not sure what happened to them, but this song is something that I'm sure you will really enjoy. Here on the Jukebox is Robert Bradley's Blackwater Surprise. Chevy 72, have all
living on a wire, fighting all the fires, living on the edge, singing in the mire. The difference of a day.
Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Got an old guitar from my Uncle Richie. played in the band and he had a pretty old lady. When you're out running wild, there's one thing I know for certain. You gotta give it all away to make it count for something. Cross the lines, thinking that's color. It's leaving pieces behind you and all your ex-lovers. And now all that is left is just a constant reminder to give it all away to make it count for something. You gotta give it all away to make it count for something. With a reckless heart, yeah, with a
you're listening to The Jukebox. I am your host, Julian Taylor. That is a song called Reckless Heart by Alberta's J.J. Shiplett, a wonderful soul and a wonderful musician and songwriter. Last time I saw J.J. was in a locker room, a hockey locker room. We were getting ready to do the Juno Cup, and he helped me with my shirt because, well, my hair is pretty long, and putting anything on, especially hockey equipment, can be rather difficult. So thank you, J.J., and I am really stoked for all of your success. We have music from Noreen Braun, a song called Ascending Lullaby about the passing and transcending of her mother. We've played Noreen on the show several times and really love her music. Also, Janet Panic with a brand new track from Janet called I Forgot. Janet and I go way back to when 106 FM was Voices Radio. She was one of the people that worked there and got me in to play some of my music back in 2014. I can't believe it's been a decade that I've known Janet. She also did some stuff with Element FM and is a very wonderful Indigenous singer-songwriter. Music from The Land Down Under, Misha and the Warabinda Singers with Blue Moon. That's coming up on the show as well. They are from the Warabinda community in Queensland, Australia. Now, Matthew Holtby with a tune called Big Mouth. I've known Matthew for a really long time. He actually was a radio DJ and music director himself before he went out on his own to pursue this solo career. So happy to play Matthew on the show. Here is Big Mouth on The Jukebox. We'll be right back.
of two young lovers running wild and free. I close my eyes and sometimes see you in the shadows of this snow-filled room. No telling how many tears I've sat here and cried, or how many lies that I've lied, telling my poor heart. Every sad song seems to say what I think, and this hurt inside of me ain't never gonna end. Oh, oh, but I'll be alright as long as there's light from a neon moon. Oh, and if you lose your one and only, there's always room here for
Music for the Human Race from Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Forget what I know, where I was, where I go. Forget better, forget worse. If I could, I surely would. Forget what I know, where I was, where I go. And I don't ask why, I don't ask how, I don't ask how, if I only could, then I surely would. Forget what I know, buried under store below. And I don't remember freedom, don't remember how to talk. I don't remember my family.
Big up to jukebox sponsors Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments, proudly Canadian since 1956.
This is Bird Note. When a perched male ruby-throated hummingbird raises its head toward the sun at just the right angle, its throat glitters like a crimson spotlight. When it turns its head slightly, the bird's throat no longer gleams. It appears colorless, dark. A hummingbird's brilliant throat feathers are called its gorget. The term comes from days of old, when a knight in armor wore a metallic collar, or gorget, to protect his throat. The hummingbird's intense glint is the result of iridescence rather than colored pigments. The bird's throat feathers contain minutely thin, film-like layers of platelets, set like tiles in a mosaic against a darker background. Light waves reflect and refract off the mosaic, creating color in the manner of sun glinting off a film of oil on water. Listen to this male Anna's hummingbird putting his glitter to work. There he goes, diving in display toward the female. He plunges downward almost vertically, achieving tremendous speed. Then he levels off and heads straight into the sun, which makes his gorget glow with iridescent brilliance, like a tiny knight in shining armor. You can see a photo of a hummingbird's gorget at birdnote.org. I'm Mary McCann.